Hello everyone, this is the 10th English podcast of the KBS Kyoto Project team, podcasting from Karasuma Kamichojamachi on this, the 16th of December. We are now a little more than halfway through the month of December. That means that the end of the year is just around the corner. While many people are hurrying to finish writing their New Year's cards, more and more people are trying to get away with sending only New Year's emails. Although it seems that using pens to write postcards is becoming less popular each year, I think that we should consider keeping our old communication style and blending it with the use of personal computers and mobile phones. Coming up, the schedule of seasonal events in Kyoto this week. Headline Kyoto. One of Kyoto's major winter events, the Arashiyama Hanatoro, will be completed on Sunday, December 20th. While in Arashiyama, you can visit places like the Togetsukyo Bridge, the Light and Blossoms Pathway, the waterfront, the bamboo forest, the historical cultural assets of the Saga Arashiyama region, and the 5.2 kilometers of open-air lanterns. There will also be a special nighttime viewing of temples around Arashiyama. The event starts at 5 p.m. and lasts until 8:30 p.m. The reception area is open until 8 p.m. Every day from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., this Hanatoro offers walking tours with professional English-speaking guides. If you are interested in the type of tour, please go to the front of Arashiyama Station and look for the tour guide who is holding a red flag that has the words "Yokoso Japan Waraido" written on it. The fee is 1,000 yen per person, and you can sign up for the tour starting at 4:30 p.m. The tour runs for 1.5 hours and finishes upon arrival at the Togetsukyo Bridge. On the 21st of every month, Toji Temple holds a Kobo-san market. The last market of the year is called Shimai Kobo, and many of the products that people need to prepare for the new year are usually for sale. Join the crowd as they make their special New Year's purchases. The Kitano Tenmangu Shrine also holds a monthly market. That event, called the Tenjin San Market, is held on the 25th of each month. And the last market of the year is called Shimai Tenjin. Since the December market is very close to New Year's, it is always crowded with the worshippers who are looking to buy some lucky charms. These two markets are very popular even among the local inhabitants. The December market is especially popular because the New Year is coming soon and the market creates an atmosphere of excitement. That is all for this week's headlines. And now, upcoming events in January. Starting about this time next month, people will start thinking about Setsubun and the wrapping up of traditional Japanese winter events. Setsubun, which originally marked the change of seasons, take place on February 3rd. Many years ago, the day after Setsubun ushered in the first day of Rishin, or spring. It also signified a new start to the year in Japan. 1,000 years ago, during the Heian period, a ceremony was held to exorcise demons from palaces. Nowadays, the event of throwing soybeans while saying, "Demons out, good luck in," also takes place in many homes. If you have a chance, please try bringing some good luck to your life by throwing a few beans inside your house. Located on the east side of Imperial Palace, the Rosanji Temple and Yoshida Shrine also hold Setsubun events that attract many tourists. During the events, a few staff members from temple and shrine dress up as demons and try to scare the obake ghosts away. Please enjoy Setsubun events in Kyoto. That is all for this week's headlines. This has been Marianne Kumagai for Kyoshin's Universal Campus English School. Thank you for listening.